In studio with me right now are good friends from the Moody Gardens. You know, Josh Buckley and Sarah Brown in studio. Welcome back.
Hey, Chad. How's it going?
Hey, going great. Thanks for coming in today. And, you know, Moody Gardens, always a fantastic place to go for vacation. And right now it's 73 degrees in Galveston, but y'all are going to lower that temperature a little bit for one of the brand new exhibits you're bringing in.
Well, at Moody Gardens, it's about to get to be 9 degrees today in our brand new insulated tent that we've built. It's 40 feet tall, 17,000 square feet. And that is going to be the home for Iceland Ice Sculptures with SpongeBob beginning on November 15th.
Very cool. Tell folks just some of the different features that they'll be seeing. Obviously, some ice sculptures, but you know, this is something that a lot of people get a kick out of when they go to different events like this, whether it be in Galveston or wherever. I mean, this is a huge hit for the entire family.
Yeah, it's 900 tons of ice that we've been building or freezing since February. And they're bringing that in. It's 6,000 blocks, which if you stack that up, that's more than 11 times the Empire State Building. And we have professional ice carvers from China coming in on Saturday, and they're going to get to work right away on these 30-foot tall ice sculptures of SpongeBob SquarePants that's going to be in this tent. So it is really going to be a truly unique experience. And Sarah and I are right now, we're wearing parkas that when you go into the exhibit, you're going to be given one of those so you can stand to be in a 9-degree exhibit for more than a minute.
Yeah, those will keep you warm too.
Right.
They really do. I've been in a few places where it's been like an ice bar or, you know, wherever, and
right,
they give you the big parka, and at first you're walking in going, this is not going to work, but
right,
it does.
Right.
It keeps you warm, and it's just another event and another feature at Moody Gardens that is really made for the entire family. For folks who haven't been to the Moody Gardens before, tell people about what all type of events y'all have down there.
Well, we're an educational tourist destination, so we pride ourselves on the fact that families can come and have fun, but you're also going to learn a lot as well. We have an aquarium pyramid, a rainforest pyramid, two great theaters, our MG 3D theater, which shows a lot of educational films, and they're going to show holiday films this year. And we also have our 4D theater, which is going to be showing the Polar Express. And then in our Discovery Pyramid, starting on the same day as ICE, we're going to have Ice Age with animatronic Ice Age dinosaurs.
Very cool. How long does the Iceland last?
Iceland and our Festival of Lights, which is a mile-long trail with more than a million lights, starts on November 15th and lasts until January 5th.
All right. So a while there for people to get in.
Yeah. And it's going to be open every day and kept at 9 degrees the entire time.
What do you do with the ice after, like, on at the end of it on, like, January 6th?
We were talking about that. We're not sure if we're just going to, like, pull the plug and let it all melt or what. We're going to have a new storm surge coming in, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of ice to get rid of.
I'm just hoping the generators don't fail because I don't want to be coming into work and going, where's all this yellow water
that'd
coming
be messy
from? No, SpongeBob!
That'd be a little bit messy out there. For folks who haven't been to the Moody Gardens, it's also a hotel there as well. Sarah, tell us a little bit about the amenities at the hotel.
Okay, well, we have 428 guest rooms, and we finished our $20 million renovation. So all the rooms, the entire hotel has been upgraded and updated. And in conjunction with all the holiday stuff going on, we do have a few holiday events of our own at the hotel, so you can go see those. And one of them is the Kurt Miller Home for the Holidays 2014. He's a master illusionist. And when you get your ticket, you get to see his show, and it's holiday themed, so it's going to be holiday songs and carols and his illusions. And it's also a dinner buffet, so you get to eat dinner, watch the show, and then that ticket also guarantees you entry into the Festival of Lights.
And maybe he'll make one of your pesky family members disappear.
There might be some parents who will be like, okay, go up there, go up on stage. Go up there, go ahead, volunteer real quick. You know, it's a great place for people to go on vacation. Obviously, you get Galveston. If it gets a little too warm down there for you, you can go inside, go down to 9 degrees,
right,
and cool off a little bit. But also, you know, if people want to play golf, you've got a golf course as well.
Yeah, we have our great golf course. It was recently named one of the top 5 public golf courses in the Houston area, which if you've been to Houston, you know how many golf courses are there. So that's a really big deal. We were actually the first golf course in the continental U.S. to be seeded paspalum, which is that grass that thrives on salt water. Hmm. So after the hurricane, you know, the storm surge came in and most of the grass on the island died and everything. Ours was as green as it could be. It was like lunchtime for our golf course.
So you won't need to put the ice sculptures on the golf course.
No,
y'all are good.
Yeah, we're good there.
So you have to figure out something else to do. Also, I mean, just it's a great place to go for families. You know, if you want to take a vacation, Moody Gardens, obviously, great hotel, lots of amenities there, but also a ton of stuff for kids to do. And let's not forget about the pyramids as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The aquarium pyramid with 1.5 billion gallons and our rainforest pyramid with free-roaming monkeys and birds. And we have Komodo dragons now. Those are not free-roaming, so don't worry,
Chad.
Oh,
Jeff. Man.
You don't have to worry about losing an arm.
That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Come on now. That would have been great.
Our insurance wouldn't cover us, believe it or not.
Yeah, I could see they can go out and make their way onto the golf course. That's a hazard.
That is a hazard, yeah.
That could be a hazard for somebody. Hey, Josh, Sarah, thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it when y'all do. And always hear back from the listeners who win our prizes that we give away. And, yes, we do have prizes to give away, including one with hotel stay. As well.
And so, the Iceland tickets.
So that's the big prize that we'll be registering people for over the next couple of weeks. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. But every single time we have listeners who go down there, they always love it. They always get a kick out of it. But they always say one thing. We should have stayed longer because you do need a lot of time.
Yeah,
if you
want
to experience everything, you need to stay for a while.
Yeah, I know we were talking to Tom earlier in the day, and he said, you know, even with the ticket packs we give away, you really have to map out your day because there's so much to do, and especially with Iceland and Festival of Lights now, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, you can plan to get there around in between 10 and noon, and you'll be doing stuff until 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, not a dull moment at the Moody definitely. Gardens. MoodyGardens.com, where you can also view the live webcam of the ice sculptures going up.
Yeah, you'll be able to see the ice coming in tomorrow, and then on Saturday we'll start seeing the ice carvers at work. So live webcam 24/7.
All right. Josh, Sarah, thanks for coming back in. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thanks.